more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Friday. I am Michael Cohen with producer Mike Peterson. This is 1320 WILS. Let's begin tonight. We've got quite a show. Mike Rogers will be here, Republican U.S. Congressman from the 8th District. He'll be here to tell us about the town hall meetings he's holding. He held one yesterday in Ingham County. Also, we'll talk to one of the country's leading experts in body language, a former Army interrogator, will tell us how you can decode gestures, mannerisms, and other nonverbal messages. But let's talk about what's happening on college campuses. Conservative speakers are now under fire across the country, and many critics say that the college campus administrators are siding with violent groups out to shut down free speech. The latest is Ann Coulter, who's been told by Berkeley that she should show up for a speech when classes are not in session. But my next guest actually went through this herself, Heather MacDonald with the Manhattan Institute, author of The War on Cops. She experienced, a violent protest that essentially shut down her speech at Claremont McKenna College in California. Heather, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, what was that experience like? What happened when you showed up on campus there?
Well, I was immediately shuffled into a safe house, and 2 hours before the speech, they'd already canceled all the meetings that I was supposed to have had with students beforehand. Mm-hmm. And as I was waiting for to be picked up, to be taken into the auditorium where I was supposed to speak, I could hear the chanting growing louder and louder. I couldn't see it. My window was not looking over the actual building.
What were they chanting?
Oh, most of it is unrepeatable on family radio, but the usual F the police, racist police. The most amusing one was CMC, shut down racism, including Claremont McKenna College. Of course, Claremont McKenna, like virtually every selective institution in the country, public and private, exercises massive racial preferences to admit as many so-called diverse students as it can. So it's the very opposite of how these students are defining racism.
And what was the group that was behind this and targeting you?
I think it was pretty much student organized. It was a Facebook page that opened up a few days before calling to shut down the white supremacist fascist Heather MacDonald.
Had you ever experienced anything like this before?
Well, the day before at UCLA, I was permitted, one is forced to now be grateful for such things, to finish my speech, and then the protesters in the audience stormed the stage, and there was absolute anarchy for about 10 minutes until one of the students from the UCLA College Republicans who had invited me there managed to somewhat quiet down the rabble to allow students to line up and ask questions. But throughout that Q&A period, there was a lot of interference as well.
Talking to Heather MacDonald with the Manhattan Institute. So when you were, because this just happened earlier this month, right, at the at this most recent event that you were speaking. Now, what happened when you tried to speak at McKenna College there?
Well, the students had blockaded the building. And so the students who were not in this activist silencing crowd were unable to come in. They had signed up to hear me, but they were unable to get through. They prevented a professor. There's video of a professor trying to get through and being forcefully pushed back by the protesters. So I was escorted in by a police escort through a sort of a hidden elevator and gave the speech to an empty room. It was live streamed, and then after two questions that were submitted via live streaming, the police that were in the room who'd been observing the mob throughout my speech, who were banging on the plate glass windows, decided they couldn't guarantee my safety any longer, so the whole thing was shut down, and I was hustled back out into a police car and taken to the Claremont Police Department.
Now, I should know, your book is called The War on Cops. How do you feel the police are reacting to the protesters?
I haven't had any direct, I've certainly have had some expressions of support by officers.
Do you feel they're doing enough when we have these demonstrations? Are the police doing enough to protect you and conservatives?
Well, it's not the officers' call. The president of Claremont McKenna College sent an email out saying he took full responsibility for the decision, which he claims was joint with the Claremont Police Department, to not make any arrests and to allow the protesters to basically ignore the police, little minor police barricades that had been set up around the building where I was supposed to speak.
Did you talk to the president about this then?
I talked to him the week after, and he claimed that they were simply taken aback by the size of the crowd. I would say that given what had happened at UCLA the day before, and that I'd sent them videos, and if a group of students these days says that they want to shut something down, it seems to me you're on full notice that they mean it.
Are you going to keep speaking to colleges?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of traveling, but I've got a speaking engagement next week at Miami University in Ohio on policing with a debate with Martin O'Malley, so we'll see how that goes.
As in what, I mean, are you anticipating the same thing happening there?
I don't know. I would assume it's a conservative school, but then so is Claremont McKenna is traditionally one, but there's not a single college campus that has not been completely infiltrated by the diversity bureaucracy and is not in full-time business of indoctrinating students into racial victimology. So anything can happen anywhere at this point. I have not been given...
You think the administrators are happy to see these kinds of events, these protests?
No, not at all. It's a public relations disaster for them. I assume that Claremont McKenna, I know that there's some alumni that are very unhappy. So there's certainly faculty that are left-wing and that agree with the characterization of me as a white supremacist fascist and who believe in actually the use of violence to silence non-orthodox views.
What is it you say that makes them so outraged?
I say that there's no government agency more dedicated to the proposition that Black lives matter than the police. The police have saved tens of thousands of minority lives over the last two decades, and there's a huge unrecognized support in high crime areas for the police from people who are desperate for public order.
Is there any middle ground? I mean, is there any point where you criticize the police forces at all?
Well, of course. I've never justified brutal policing. I say all the time that cops need more training and courtesy and respect, and they all could benefit from more hands-on tactical training. They certainly don't need implicit bias training, which is a complete waste of time, but they need constant reinforcement and courtesy, and they are operating in high crime inner city areas under conditions that none of us can possibly imagine what they see on a daily basis and what they have to confront. But
so why would that cause such an outraged reaction, those kinds of words?
Because the elites are committed to the idea that the biggest problem in our country is white racism, and they do not want to talk about the crime problems and the social breakdown problems that lead to a heavier police presence in the inner city, because it's a very uncomfortable thing to acknowledge.
Heather MacDonald with us is the Manhattan Institute. Her latest book is The War on Cops. Are you going to be coming to Michigan at any point?
I was there in Grand Rapids last month, but I don't have anything scheduled in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what would you go to a campus like MSU or University of Michigan even?
It depends. As I say, I'm not a big fan of air travel, so it depends on what the invitation is.
Now, with all these events we're seeing, the reactions and the protests, do you think we'll see any change in the way administrators prepare and deal with these kinds of these reactions?
Yes, I do. I think for the president, it doesn't look good because, the one thing, the public doesn't really care about the racial victimology on campus and the destruction of the canon and the just absolute bastardization of what is being taught, but they do care about free speech. It's the one thing that gets their attention. And so I think that this is something when that really people in the PR business on campuses do not like to happen. So I think they're going to have to start using stronger police presence. My complaint is with the faculty that has been given the privilege of tenure to protect its own freedom of thought and expression, but they're largely missing in action when these protests break out. They should be out there with their physical presence shouting students down, saying this is not acceptable on our campus.
And you think that you said the presidents and administrators aren't happy. You think some of the faculty are happy to see these
Well, the lefties are, sure. I mean, there's been lots of faculty petitions in Berkeley to prevent Milo Yiannopoulos from speaking, and after the riots, there were some professors that were really minimizing and dismissing the violence of the Black Bloc agitators as just targeted at getting him to be disinvited, and that was a good thing. So,
now, has there been a point where you felt like you were potentially going to be assaulted yourself?
Well, as I was giving my speech and you hear the students pounding on the glass windows, plate glass windows, you don't know what's going to happen.
No question. No, it's got to be frightening. Heather MacDonald, Manhattan Institute Fellow. Her latest book is The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. Heather MacDonald right here on WILS. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.